Unit 16. Conquering World Hunger.
Fortunately, most of us live in a wealthy land where sustenance is plentiful, and almost anyone has access to food, regardless of how needy they might be. However, this is not the case everywhere. Hunger is a major and persistent problem that people have been struggling to solve for many years. We might wonder why there is so much hunger in the world today, despite all the efforts that have been made to overcome it. Poverty and war are the major factors that prevent us from eliminating world hunger. Poverty and hunger walk hand in hand. In struggling third world countries, the difficulties of the poor are more severe than they are in the first world countries because of extreme poverty. While in the first world, the plight of the poor is often defined in terms of the standard of living, in the third world, the poor are those who struggle to obtain the most basic necessities of life and often live teetering on the edge of death. This being the case, the poor have no way to invest for their future. For example, they cannot afford basic tools or seeds to grow crops, and as a result are left trapped in a never-ending downward spiral. War is another cause of hunger. Conflict robs people of their homes and livelihoods. Therefore, the refugees have no land to grow food and no way to earn money with which to buy food. During wartime, hunger is strategically used as a weapon to create famines as adversaries seek to starve one another into submission. In the long term, during many armed conflicts, the land is often badly damaged and left unfit for the purposes of growing food and raising livestock. For example, water wells are often left poisoned and farmlands are frequently littered with deadly explosives. In order to overcome world hunger, it is necessary that both poverty and war be conquered first. This might seem to be an impossible task since both are so closely allied with hunger and even made stronger by the suffering hunger brings with it. The first step in this direction requires that the roots of war that exist in poverty and hunger be destroyed. Until people are set free from this, it is inevitable that the vicious cycle of hunger will persist to plague the world in the future.